Every expectant parent wants to see their child born healthy. But pregnant mothers who are HIV positive and do not receive early and effective treatment risk passing the virus that causes AIDS to their child. UN AIDS Prevention Advisor Carusa Kiragu says babies should be tested within 4 to 6 weeks of birth.
If a child who has HIV is not put on treatment right away, half of them will be dead by the age of 2. So it's very, very important that children who are born of HIV positive mothers, even if it's not clear whether they are positive or negative, it's very clear that they be tested. Once the test is confirmed, it's very important that the child be put on treatment right away.
Previously, HIV-positive mothers were advised against breastfeeding their babies because they can pass the virus through their breast milk. But WHO's new guidelines say it is safe for mothers to breastfeed as long as they are on HIV medications. Dr. Ann Orkison is the medical coordinator for Doctors Without Borders in Malawi.
Yes, they breastfeed until 6 months of age. That's the guidelines today. Because if they don't breastfeed, it's a risk that the child die of other diseases like diarrhea or lung infection.
Mother-to-child HIV transmission has been virtually eliminated in developed countries, but in sub-Saharan Africa, it still remains a serious problem. Carusa Kiragu says without intervention, there is a 45% chance a baby there will be infected by its mother. She attributes the high rate in part to the lack of adequate health services.
So say, for example, if women need the antenatal care, they may not be able to go for antenatal care. If they do not, if they need the treatment to prevent infection, they may not know about it, they may not go to get it. If they go to get it, they may not find it. So ultimately, then the child can become infected.
The experts say protecting mothers and children from HIV infection is a family affair. It requires everyone's knowing his or her HIV status, following safe sex practices, and getting early and effective treatment so their babies can have a bright future. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, Vienna.